unexplainable, unconditional love. Come on, somebody give God some praise in the house today. I can't explain it. It doesn't have condition, but we thank God for the love of Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are grateful to God for all that the Lord is doing in the house today. If you would turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. The 16th chapter, we'll be looking at the 13th verse, Deuteronomy 16:13. That's over there in the Old Testament. If you are by Matthew or Mark or Luke, you're in the wrong section. Amen. Amen. Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, the 13th verse. Reads as celebrate the festival of tabernacles for 7 days after you have gathered the produce of your threshing floor and your wine press. Be joyful at your festival. You, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levites, the foreigners, the fatherless, and the widows who live in your towns. For 7 days celebrate the festival to the Lord your God at the place the Lord will choose. For the Lord your God will bless you in all your harvest and in all the work of your hands, and your joy will be complete. My brothers and my sisters, I ask that you would join me in a word of prayer as we share on the sermon subject today, falling into my blessings. I'm falling into my blessings. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this moment that is yours. We thank you, God, for your grace and your power, your love and your strength. Now, God, in Jesus' name, grab a hold of this, your humble servant. Use me to your honor and to your glory. Send a preacher, God. Send the Holy Ghost. Save, heal, deliver. Set the captive free. And we'll be sure to give your name the honor, the praise, and the glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Falling into my blessings. Just turn to somebody and say, I'm falling into my blessings. I'm falling into my blessings. My brothers and my sisters, if you do not know, today is September the 23rd, 2018. Today is September the 23rd, and the beginning of fall was September the 22nd. You have to understand, I understand the beginning of fall because I'm a summer baby, amen, that I love the summer, that I love the heat, that I love even the spring, but I get a little nervous when it comes towards fall, and I don't much like winter. If I'm honest with you, I know y'all going to be haters. Y'all going to say, Pastor, you should be joyful for every season there is. I'm joyful in the Lord, but not in myself. Amen? Amen. I can have things that I prefer and my preferences for the summer and the spring. And so I always notice when it's the fall, and I always notice the exact date of the shift of the time period. And it's an interesting thing because here in the United States, it's the beginning of fall, September the 22nd, and there are certain things that happen as you see this shift. What catches me, though, is that we don't necessarily have the kinds of celebrations that they have in other places at the beginning of new seasons. There are festivals, there are kinds of things. I was in South Africa, I was in Johannesburg, and it's very interesting to me because it wasn't even the official beginning of their spring, but on September 1st, they call it Spring Day, and they had a party. I went to Johannesburg, I got to Johannesburg, and it was like Georgia Avenue Day at the place I was at. I'm talking about I went to this park in Johannesburg, and it was on and cracking. I ain't seen that many black people in a long time. I was looking for JY and Essence to be playing. Amen, somebody. I was like, ain't nobody tell me Essence was playing at Johannesburg. Where they at? It was just an amazing thing to me. But they celebrate what's called Spring Day. And it's a day of celebration because they are celebrating the shifting of the season. They are celebrating moving from winter into spring. Are y'all with me today? Even in the scriptures, you call these celebrations mattering on the shift shifting in the season. He's had in scripture, if you look in Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, that this was a celebration that happened at the beginning of the fall. This was a celebration that happened at the end of the harvest season. This was a celebration, they said, to celebrate the feast, the festival of tabernacles. The festival of tabernacles was a time in which the Bible says that when you brought in the last of your produce, when you have finished your harvest, when you have finished pulling in everything from the field and have finished processing it on the threshing floor, then you need to have a celebration of what the Lord has done. You need to have a celebration as you are shifting seasons into the fall. I've come by to talk to somebody today because and from an agricultural standpoint, not just from a season standpoint, but in your spirit, you're in a shifting kind of a period in your season. You're in a shifting kind of a period, and you need to be able to mark, to denote, to have an insight on what it means to make this shift. One of the first things I believe, Reverend Bill, we can understand and we can learn from this understanding of this festival of tabernacles is, one, you've got to realize seasons change for everybody. Seasons change for everybody. One of the challenges in most of our lives is we want to stay in the same season all of our lives. That you're just like me, that I want to be in summer all year long. I want to be going to the pool all year long. Amen, somebody. I want to be in summer. I'm a summer baby. I was born in August, and I just like the summer. And you want, I want to be in summer all year long. But that would be a crazy kind of a year if the season didn't change. Amen. But there's the need for the seasons to change because different seasons bring different things. In the fall, you do different things than you do in the winter. In the winter, you do different things than you do in the spring. In the spring, you do different things in the summer. That's why I tell folks that if you have only dated somebody during one season, don't you propose to them too quick. Amen, somebody. Amen. Don't you propose to somebody till you done seen them through different seasons. Amen, somebody. I mean, I know they look cute in the wintertime, but you ain't seen their toes yet. Amen, somebody. You always seen them in closed-toed shoes. And feet may be your thing, amen, somebody? And you ain't seen them in no open-toed shoes just yet, and you need to, oh, I can't get no help up in here, but I know I'm telling the good gospel right there, that if you'd only seen them in Timberlands and you ain't seen them in, oh, glory to his name, glory to his name. And so you've got to understand that seasons change for everybody. And the thing about the change in seasons, what you look in scripture, is that scripture, there were festivals for each shift in season because the Bible understood it and God understood that there was a need to help, especially this agricultural people, understand how to celebrate and mark seasons. So at the end of a harvest, there was something, but also at the beginning of planting, there was something. Also at the beginning of harvest, there was something that you had. Had these festivals that happened to mark what was happening in the agricultural landscape because they were agricultural people. That's how they survived. That's how they flourished. That's how they did what they did, that they needed to be able to navigate what was happening. And here you find in scripture this celebration, this dealing with the shift in the season from summer into fall, from the end of the harvest season, the harvest has been taken. And what gets me, Reverend Bill, what gets me is that I don't like fall because in the fall what happens is the night gets longer in the fall. Amen, somebody. That it gets darker longer in the fall. That what happens is that it feels a little bit gloomier in the fall. What happens is the weather gets a little colder in the fall. I don't like fall because it shifts the atmosphere of my life. But if you look at the scripture, what you will find is that God told them, you need to celebrate not because of what you're going into, but what I've already done for you. If you look at the scripture, what the Bible tells them is you need to come into the festival of tabernacles with joy and celebration because of the harvest I've just given you. And I'm trying to help somebody because you get so caught up in where you're going that you forget to shout about what God has already done. And if you stay so focused in what you're ahead, then you won't be able to celebrate what's already happened and the provision God has given you to get you through what's coming up. You see, you've got to understand that God said, I need y'all to give me praise, not just because that you're going to need. I've given you what you're going to need to get through the fall and the winter. That I need you to celebrate what I've given you in the harvest during the summertime so that you can understand that I will make a way for you in the fall and the wintertime. That when nothing is coming up out the ground, I've already done enough for you. That when there's no fertility in the soil, I've already done enough for you. you to win. You can't go out and grab something off the vine. I've already given you enough on the vine to set aside to get you through the cold winter nights. Is there anybody in the house today that knows that if God doesn't do another thing for you, that God has already done enough, that God has already been good, that God has not already been good, God's already been great, that God has already made enough ways for you to help you to get through whatever you're about to go through? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, God has already prepared you for where you're about to go and what you're about to grapple with and what you're about to deal with and what you're about to face. And if you would learn to give God glory for what God's already done, then you can be able to have the kind of joy that the world can't take away. Because the Bible says that when you understand that God has blessed the work of your hands, then your joy will be complete. They had the Festival of Tabernacles, and they were supposed to leave the festival with joy. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, where's your joy? If you look back over it, I know it hasn't all been perfect. I know you haven't gotten everything that you want. The Bible said that God will let you bless God for how God has blessed you. And everybody may have a different level of blessing, but God's blessed everybody just the same. Somebody in here, you need to bless God right now for what God has already done. Don't you get caught up in next week, but you give God glory for last week. Don't you get caught up in next month, but you give God praise for last month. And if you can learn to praise God for where you've been, you can get some joy for where you're going. If you learn to give God a shout for over here, then you can have the power to walk over here. Understand first, seasons change, but the second thing you've got to understand is reasons change. God have mercy, reasons. The reasons that we're here. Thank you, Rev. Bill. Reasons change. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, when I look at this scripture, I realize as I looked at the scripture that in this scripture, God had them celebrating the Festival of Tabernacles because they were an agricultural society. But if you Google it right now, you'll realize that the Festival of Tabernacles is in 2018 from September 23rd today until September 30th. It's a 7-day period that the Jewish community celebrates. And so here we are over 2,000 years later, and they're still celebrating the Festival of Tabernacles. Why are they celebrating the Festival of Tabernacles? Is this only the farmer Jewish people who are celebrating the festival? Because there's not an agricultural society anymore. But you've got to understand that what they understood along their journey as a community was that even though seasons will continue to change, also reasons will continue to change. And so in the early years, God had them celebrating the Festival of Tabernacles to celebrate the agricultural shift. But now, Lord have mercy, when God has them celebrate the Festival of Tabernacles, God has them celebrated to remember what the Lord did in getting them through the 40 years and 40 years wandering in the wilderness. You've got to understand the Festival of Tabernacles would have them build these little small portable houses, in which they would do the work in. And it used to be, and that symbolized the little portable houses they had out in the fields. But they've shifted it now to symbolize the little portable houses they built in the wilderness. Because you've got to remember, the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. As they wandered in the wilderness, they couldn't build substantial houses because they were always moving from one place to the other. But they built what they called booths or tabernacles. And that's why it's called the Festival of Tabernacles, because it is celebrating these little small makeshift places that God bade them build. And it's celebrating the fact that God made a way, day after day after day. Because you've got to remember, in the wilderness, they were not agricultural people. In the wilderness, God sent manna from heaven every day. In the wilderness, God provided for them day by day by day. In the wilderness, they were able to say, give us this day our daily bread. And the Lord was able to make a way. I'm trying to help somebody here today, because you don't have to just shout about the fact that you done had a harvest, but sometimes you've got to give God praise for the fact that God made a way day by day by day. It wasn't your most fruitful season. It wasn't your agriculturally harvest season. It was a wilderness season. It was a lonely season. It was a not abundant season, but yet you still made it through, and God provided for you day by day by day. You didn't have no big house. You just built a little makeshift roof house and had to keep wandering for all that time in the wilderness. But God made a way for you day by day by day. Is there anybody in the house today that cannot just shout for the harvest, but can give God praise for provision day by day by day? You see, some of y'all, you've already had it all good all your life. But if I got anybody in here that knows what it's like to come up the rough side of the mountain, to not know how you gonna make it the next day, to not know how you gonna pay the next bill, to not know how you gonna get the next meal. But have I got somebody in here that has watched God make a way day by day by day? And I've come by to let you know that when you can give God the praise for the daily provision, give us this day our daily bread. When you can shout for the daily provision, that's when God can give you the vision of what God is doing in your new season. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm not in the wilderness no more, and I give God the glory for what he's brought me through. If you see the hell I came up out of, if you see the challenges God brought me through, but I give God glory through many dangers, toils, and snares. I have already come. Was grace that brought me safe this far. Grace that took me home. Seasons change. Reasons change. The equator makes a difference. It's an interesting thing, Reverend Bill. When I was in Egypt this summer, it was summer in Egypt. When I flew to Johannesburg, which was in the same time zone, it was winter in Johannesburg. They're both on the same continent. They're both in the same time zone, but yet they're in different seasons. It was summertime in Egypt and winter in the same time. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody here, because somebody, you're dealing with situations and what you are seeing, people in the same time zone, but in a different season. God have mercy, Jesus. Same time zone. I grew up the same way. You came through the same job. Different season. And one of the things Reverend Bill that God showed me as I was going to preach this sermon, he said, you've got to help folks to understand that some seasons are about agriculture, and that's fall and winter and spring and summer. He said, but some seasons in life are just seasons in life that you go through. And it's not agricultural seasons, but because agricultural seasons you have to go through, and you just got to wait your time in the season. But there are certain seasons in life that it's okay not to want to be in that season. I told you all I don't like summer, but the fact of the matter, I don't like fall, but the fact of the matter is I got to deal with the fall. Ah, but it's some seasons in your life, Lord, have mercy. Ah, that you can get up out of. God, have mercy, Jesus. You got to understand the equator makes a difference. Jesus, Reverend Bill already got it, but I'm going to come for y'all. Let me help you understand. Somebody, you're in a broke season. And I'm telling you, that season is not like fall, which you got to go through it forever. I'm saying that you can get up out that season earlier than the calendar says get up out. Somebody here is in a heartbroken season. And I'm telling you, you ain't got to sit and wait for the calendar to shift to get up out that season. God have mercy. Some folks are in an unemployed season. And I'm telling you that you ain't got to wait, Lord have mercy, for the calendar to get about that season. But you've got to learn the lesson I learned in Johannesburg. That it was winter in Johannesburg, but it was summer in Egypt in the same time zone. I hope you understand this. The equator is the line that is like the halfway point for the globe. You have above the equator and below the equator. And when it is summer above the equator, it's winter below the equator. So right now, it just turned to fall here. In Johannesburg, it just turned to spring. We're in the same world, Lord have mercy. But because of the equator and our orientation to the sun, Lord have mercy, Jesus. You see, you got to understand that when the earth revolves around the sun, it's on its axis, Lord have mercy, Jesus. And when it's spring, when the top of the world is tilted towards the sun, it's closer to the sun, and therefore it's warmer, and therefore it's spring and summer. When the bottom is pointed this way, it's away from the sun, therefore it's fall and winter. But y'all got to understand that as the earth rolls above the sun, it also moves on its axis. And as it moves on its axis, there gets another point in time in which the bottom of the earth is closer to the sun, and the top of the earth is farther away from the sun. And that's when it's fall and winter up here, and that's when it's spring and summer down here. Now, the thing I like about that, Reverend Bill, is that no matter how the earth goes, the sun still stays the same. And so the issue about the season is about its closeness to the sun. Let me help you. Oh, and I'm about to be done, Reverend Bill. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And what I learned, Lord have mercy, Jesus, in Egypt, when I went to Johannesburg, is I can be in a place where it's summer, but because I shift my location, I can end up in winter. Okay, that went over somebody's head. Let me come back for you. It was summer and 90-something degrees in Egypt. I caught a plane. And because of the plane trip, I ended up in the winter. Because I changed my... Okay, that... If you are in a winter season in your life... See, I realized that I always started the seasons from a place of somebody that didn't have no resources. In a place of somebody. And so for me, if it's the fall, I just got to stick out the fall. If it's the winter, I just got to stick out the winter. But folks who got resources say, oh, it's getting cold down here. I'm going to catch me a flight
above the equator to where it's summer. Somebody in the house today, I've come by to tell you that I don't care what season you're going through that seems to be like a winter in your life. God told me to tell you, you don't have to stay in that mess any longer. All you've got to do is shift your location. All you've got to do, Lord have mercy, is take the Holy Ghost resources God has given you and go on a trip. Is there anybody in here who's saying, I've been in this season too long, and it's time for me to fly, Lord have mercy, to a place where I can be closer to the sun? Because when you fly to a place where you can be closer to the sun, that's when your season, shift your location, shift your season. Stand all over the church. I'm done. I'm good.